Hello, my name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. To begin, or in your answers will remain confidential. So to begin, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Thank you very much. And just a moment, please. And as you are aware, very few people actually vote in nonpartisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commissions. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the nonpartisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August the 20th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote, or I am not registered to vote.
The first option. I will vote.
The first. Thank you. Now, with which political party are you registered?
Chiquito. está bonito.
Yes. With which political party are you registered? Democrat, Republican, no party affiliation, unaffiliated, or not registered in a party?
I'm a Democrat.
Thank you. And what is your main racial background? African American. Thank you. Now, what is your age? Are you between 18 and 35, 36 and 45, 46 and 55, 56 and 65, 66 and 75, or over 75 years old?
Between 35 and 45.
Thank you very much. And generally speaking, would you say things in Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Right direction.
Right direction. And from the following list, what is the one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that would make your life better, your daily life better? Is it inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas? Crime in neighborhood safety, corruption in local government, quality of life like growth and overdevelopment, flooding, sea level rise, and environmental resiliency, housing and property insurance costs, or traffic and congestion?
Inflation.
Inflation, thank you. Although it is a nonpartisan election, if the election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between a Democratic candidate and a Republican candidate? Definitely vote for the Democratic candidate. Probably vote for the Democratic candidate. Lean slightly to the Democratic candidate. Or definitely vote for the Republican candidate. Probably vote for the Republican candidate or lean slightly to the Republican candidate.
Definitely for Democratic candidate.
Thank you. And you will now be given a list of some public officials in Miami and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, you can indicate that as well. The first one is Daniela Levine Cava. You're serious. Oh my God. I will call you back.